الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده عامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل إن يشأ يذهبكم أيها الناس ويأتي بآخرين وكان الله على ذلك قديرا من كان يريد ثواب الدنيا فعند الله ثواب الدنيا والآخرة وكان الله سميعا بصيرا صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, if we have to look at the sunnah and the nizam, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala operates, what is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to His makhluk, His creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so a person, if he has to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, then usually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that person respite for some time. He's reprieved for some time. But then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab comes upon that person, then when the azab settles and when the azab befalls, then that azab will destroy such a person. But usually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants some chance, grants some time for this person to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where he can make tawbah to Allah. So this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِيَّشَأْ يُذْهِبُكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ, that we should always be wary, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, we should remember that Allah can just wipe us and remove us here from this dunya, and Allah can bring another nation, and those people will come and they will then worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't need us. That is why in the previous verse we said, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ, or two verses before that we said, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَنِيًّا حَمِيدًا. غَنِيًّا means Allah is independent, He is free from His makhluk, and He is already praised. The inhabitants of the heavens already are praising Allah also. Allah also has the inhabitants of the earth also praising Allah. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Already whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on this earth already continue to glorify, they continue to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah doesn't need us to make His tasbih. So we should always be watchful and we should be cautious and remember that we are doing all of the ibadat etc. for ourselves. Another verse Allah says the exact same message, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِ الْقَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. That if you have to turn away, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace you with some other people, and then those people will not be like you. In other words, they'll be better than you. Allah also says, إِيَّشَأْ يُذْهِبُكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Allah says, if Allah wills also, Allah will destroy you, and Allah will bring a total new creation also to come, and they will do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's worship. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَدِيرًا. And remember, Allah has the power to do that. Then Allah says, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا فَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ ثَوَابُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Something for us to observe here, that even in our du'as also, we make du'a to Allah, asking for the best of dunya and akhirah. Allah is telling you, let it not be such that your focus is only on the dunya and not on the akhirah. Allah says, whoever wants the reward of this dunya, then let him know that by Allah lies the reward of this dunya and the akhirah. That is why in Quran also we read that some people say, oh, our Lord, give us in the dunya, fi dunya. But the focus is only on the dunya. Then in the akhirah, there is no share for them. The akhirah will be, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. But Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ. You get some people who say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. This is the dua we make all the time, where we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best of both, the dunya and the akhirah. So Allah says, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. Let it be like this, that a person understands, فَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ ثَوَابُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, that by Allah lies the reward of the dunya and the akhirah. So we ask Allah for both, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of both. Allah will give us both. In one verse, there's another ayah in Quran, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. And in another verse, Allah says, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ also, نَزِيدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ. That person who desires the harvest of the akhirah, then Allah says, for that person, we will increase for him his harvest. We will increase for him his harvest. So why shouldn't it be such that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for both dunya and akhirah? وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Allah is listening. In other words, Allah hears our call also. And Allah is basir. Allah is watching what deeds we do. And Allah also watches our niyat, our intentions behind our actions and deeds. So when we make intention also, our intention must be pure and solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of our actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.